a very good evening to you. And welcome along to another Sweet and Swing here on Manx Radio. Eight with you through until the top of the hour with a selection of some of the best. The best what? Well, swinging sounds around. Perry Como. A new one from our friends at Avid. More jazz in 3D. Been enjoying that one. Robin Richmond, the Hammond organist, entertains. Diana Krall stepping out. But first off, a special delivery from Mr. Artie Shaw. Great playing as well, of course, from the inimitable Artie Shaw and his Gramercy 5, recorded in Hollywood on the 3rd of September 1940. Very, very precise about that one, because it's got the date right in front of me. Special delivery stomp. That one was called, with, of course, Artie himself on the clarinet. Brilliant player, great way to get going. How are we all this evening? I trust you're on good fettle. Looking forward to the summer. We're having some sort of vaguely summery weather, I suppose, aren't we? One way or another. It hasn't been too bad over the last few days. Almost warm. Although I've just come back today from having done an OB with Mr. Andy Wint, helping out on the Man and Line Live down from King Bill's. One of the students down there, who admittedly was from another part of the world, but was saying the hardest thing. She liked the Isle of Man, but she was struggling to get used to the weather. She said yes, when she arrived, it was under 10 degrees, and then she said, oh, everyone said, don't worry, spring will be soon here after the next break, and it came back and people were getting very excited about the fact it might be getting up to 16 as if this was warm. And she still thought it was freezing. Can't say I blame her, to be honest with you. I did tell her afterwards, I'm right with you. I didn't need to come from another part of the world. I still think it's pretty chilly. And yes, once it gets above 20, I'm starting thinking, OK, it's beginning to get a little bit warm now. But I don't really think 17 degrees is that warm. Anyway, at least it's not raining at the moment. TT coming up. I don't know if that's a good fettle or not for you. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Some people embrace it wholeheartedly. Other people run away and don't come back until it's all over. I don't know where you are on that spectrum, but I don't know what it's going to do to the weather either, one way or another. We've got some good stuff today. I was rummaging through and found a few interesting things. One was a copy of Dave Brubeck's classic Time Out album. And you know what? All you ever hear from that normally, isn't it, is Take Five. Possibly Blue Rondo a la Turk. But this is an original, or it's billed as the original recording, and it's never been out of its wrapper. Hear that? Still in its cellophane. I don't know when the old maestro got it years ago. I don't think it's a first edition CD, but he must have had it a goodly number of years. And it's never been opened. I think he had another one somewhere as well. So I thought we'd actually hear a different track from Take Five. It fits nicely into Sweet and Swing, actually, because it's beautiful music, the stuff that Brubeck used to do. Massively underrated, I think. He became so popular that he almost became sort of despised for his popularity and sort of sneered at a bit. But terrific player, and they did some wonderful music. But yeah, I mean, all you tend to hear is Take Five if you don't really, you know, dig into Brubeck. And there's so much other great music that he did. So we'll hear something from that. And also, I mentioned there, from our friends at Avid, who are always great supporters of this show, with all sorts of great sort of music, which Sweets fits into the Sweet and the Swing side of it. And quite recently, they brought out a collection of four Perry Como albums. Perry's Wednesday Night Music Hall, Relaxing with Perry, Make Someone Happy with Perry Como, and a sentimental date with Perry Como, all on a couple of CDs. So I thought we could dig into some of that, because Perry fits really nicely into the Sweet side of things. And I've always been a bit of a sneaky Perry fan, particularly at Christmas. For now, though, here's another one I don't think we've featured for a long time before. I know the old maestro has, certainly. Back in the day, I can't remember the last time I played Diana Krall. Great singer, great pianist as well. Let's hear her on this track, which is called, you'll probably recognise, Body and Soul.
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing. And wondering why it's me you're wronging. I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Are you pretending? Looks like
like the ending. Unless I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life. A wreck you're making. You know that I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away. Romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul. Well,
that's pretty lovely, wasn't it? Diane Krall, the Canadian pianist and vocalist, doing both there very effectively together. Not an easy thing to do if you've ever tried it. Sing and play piano at the same time. She does it rather well. I think Elton John mastered the technique rather well, effectively in a slightly different style as well, didn't he? Super stuff. Like I said, I can't remember if we've ever played Diane Krall before. If we have, it must be a long time ago. Some lovely liner notes written for this album, Stepping Out, when I think it was one of her earlier albums when she wasn't that well known on the block, written by the great bassist Ray Brown, who'd been around for a long time, played with Oscar Peterson for many years, of course. And he starts off saying, as I'm listening to this tape, it suddenly occurs to me it's almost like listening to some of my children playing music. And he doesn't mean toddlers. He says, I met John Clayton as a teenager when he was a student of mine at UCLA. We've continued to be very close over the years, and he still calls me Pop. And that John Clayton being the bass player in Diana's trio. And then Jeff Hamilton, also the drummer, he says, has been a member of my trio for the past 5 years. Prior to that, we performed together when he replaced Shelly Mann in the LA 4. I first met Diana Krall in the hometown of Nanaimo in Canada. She was a teenage piano whiz, he says. She called me some years ago to ask who she should study with. I recommended either Jimmy Rowles or Hank Jones. Jimmy Rowles was available, and it paid off handsomely. Can't argue with that. And he says, I think she's going to go far, and then comments on a few of them. On the track we heard, Body and Soul, he says, this is going to get Diana a whole bunch of fans. I find there's a lot of soul inside this lady. It's a great piano accompaniment, and I'm certainly not going to disagree with that. Wonderful stuff from Diana Krall. And yeah, we might feature her again at some stage. Speaking of featuring her again, I think a week or two back, when was it? I can't remember now. We played a little bit of Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra, and I thought, well, I'll keep that one in the bag for the time being. And I have. And here he is.
The Victory Parade of Spotlight Band. And here's tonight's Spotlight roll call. Glenn Gray.
Here.
The Glenn Gray Spotlight Band.
Here.
The War Workers of Curtis Wright Corporation, Airplane Division, Columbus, Ohio.
Here.
And tonight's first Spotlight tune, Birmingham Special, right about here.
Thank you.
Yes, well, that's the way you do it, doesn't it? There's a little interesting twofer for you. I often think some of these tracks will have never been backed before in their life. Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra was the first we actually heard, and I was trying to work out, not very clear on the notes which session it's from, but it looks like it's this one, from the Spotlight Bands Columbus from November the 19th, 1943, Birmingham Special. With Glenn Gray and the band. They're making a fantastic noise. I do like the sound of the Glenn Gray Casa Loma Orchestra. We were talking about it, yes, 2 or 3 weeks back, so something along those lines. And I'll keep that in the bag. We'll keep dipping back in to that one. And then we segued almost seamlessly, other than the little bit of applause there, into The Organist Entertains, Robin Richmond, going Latin American somewhat, with a little medley there of Choo-Choo Samba, into Brazil. And Robin, well, he was the maestro of the Hammond organ. Great picture of him in the front in a white suit. White shoes, white socks, but then very dark black hair, black moustache, and what looks like black eyeshadow, curiously. It might just be the way the picture's taken and sort of being put onto the front, but it's an interesting look. It looks like that keyboard player from the pop group of the 1970s or 80s, whose name eludes me now, used to stand absolutely stock still and bolt upright with a little stash and play a little electronic keyboard. If you know him, you know him. If you don't, you wouldn't. And I can't remember the name of the band anyway, so I'll move straight on. Suffice to say, he was a fine player, popularised the new Hammond organ, which came in at the time, of course, which didn't need as much room to produce a great big sound. And the late 1950s saw him recording a whole series of 78 RPMs on the Polygon label. Some great tracks, the originals, collectors version, or collectors only now, I dare say, probably worth quite a bit of money. But some of those were transcribed, or at least used for the contents of this collection on this CD. And he went on to record many other pipe and electronic organs. But without doubt, his mastery of the Hammond organ is what he's best known for. Wonderful. Good stuff. You can't beat it. Always reminds me of my old friend, Ken Ratcliffe, on the Isle of Man here, who was a great friend with Kenny for many, many years. And he must have played pretty much every church in the Isle of Man at some stage, for weddings and funerals and bar mitzvahs and God knows what else, all sorts of stuff, and parties and in the pit, everywhere. And he was a great fan of the organ. And yes, could light up a room with his organ playing when he got going. Sadly no longer with us, but many happy memories of evenings out with Kenny somewhere or other, particularly if he was playing the organ and entertaining or accompanying other people or playing in the pit and such like. Terrific stuff. Now, I did suggest that Perry Como might be here, and he is, thanks to our friend at Avid. Like I said, always very good in sending out regular releases from their great series of 2 CDs, 4 classic albums plus, so 4 LPs and a bit more quite often, onto 2 CDs worth of music at a budget price. Can't go wrong, realistically. And a recent one turned up. They said, yeah, would you fancy this Perry Como? Yes, please. Can't go wrong with some Perry, can you? Wonderful stuff. Always been a fan ever since I used to listen to him at Christmas time. I still do listen to him at Christmas time, if I'm honest. And any other time of the year, just as good. Just doesn't sing the Christmas numbers the same way. Let's start off with the first album, may as well, on this collection, A Sentimental Date with Perry Como, When Day Is Done.
Without you, night has lost its charm. day is done and grass is wet with twilight through, my lonely heart is sinking where the sun. Although I miss your tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you most of all when day is
that's the way you do it. You could almost mistake it. I mean, Perry and Bing are very similar, aren't they? Got that same velvety texture, slight sort of slow vibrato on it, lovely rich honeyed sort of tones. Could mix them up? I don't know. I can't remember who came first. Bing, I think, wasn't it? Then Perry? Yes, I think that was right. So we probably was influenced by Bing, I would imagine. I can't remember. I should have read up on that in advance, shouldn't I, one way or another. Either way, both great singers, both great entertainers. Sadly, neither of them any longer with us. A sentimental date with Perry Como, with the orchestra of Russ Case and Henri René. You'll be pleased to hear. Great sound and fits firmly, I think, into the sweet side of things, of sweet and swing. Let me know if you're a Perry Como fan. HowardCaine@manxradio.com. That's CAINE. It'd be lovely to hear from you. Or, of course, drop me a line if you'd like to. It's always nice to hear from anyone. And the address, I think, as you know, is Howard Caine. And that's Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio, Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas in the Isle of Man, and the postcode IM15BW. I had a nice communication from Linda quite recently. I'll come to that in a minute. A little bit of jazz in 3D first, though. Been enjoying this little collection. The Jazz and Vocal Collection, 23 classic and rare recordings from the 20s through to the 40s at a special price. I don't know what that price was. It's not on the CD anymore. But I notice it is actually a collection from Avid again. AVID. I think it's the same group from earlier on. Enabling you to hear the wonders of the revolutionary new listening experience. Stereo from mono recordings that are really convincing. Well, so they claim. Like this one, 100 years from today, Jack Teagarden and his orchestra.
Life is such a great adventure. Learn to live it as you go. No one in the world can censure what we do here below. Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's going to know that you passed them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean? 100 years from today. So just laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. Oh, 100 years from today.
I think it works pretty well, really. Jack Teagarden and the boys, and they were all boys back in those days. 100 years from today. Lord only knows what we'll be doing. Well, I don't think I'll be doing... If I am doing anything, it won't be at Manx Radio. Or if it is, it'll be in a very sort of spiritual sort of way, I feel. Unless, you know, AI has rapid advances in bits you can just sort of stick onto your body as they drop off and we're all still going. But I suspect I won't be, one way or another. Maybe you could play this recording again. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? You never know. Jack Teagarden, of course, a great trombonist. Started actually out on the baritone horn, I think, if memory serves correct, or something along those lines. Born in Texas in the States and had brothers, Charlie and Chloe, I think it was. Was that right? Or something along those lines. Charlie certainly had in any case. And started on baritone horn, switched to the trombone. First public performance was in the movie theatres where he accompanied his mother, who was a pianist. I don't know if he'd be playing the silent films or not. Largely self-taught on trombone, but regarded by many as one of the great players of the time and also a sort of an innovator as well on the instrument. And went on then to play with all sorts of people. Benny Goodman, Bix Beiderbecke, Red Nichols, Jimmy McPartland, Mez Mezero, Glenn Miller, Eddie Condon, Fats Waller... And in 1931, Teagarden's early recordings or orchestra recorded the tune Chances Are with Fats Waller playing piano and Jack singing and playing trombone. And then during the Great Depression, tough time for anyone, I dare say, and particularly musicians, he signed an exclusive contract to play for Paul Whiteman. Massive, of course, the Paul Whiteman Orchestra from 1933 right the way through to 1938 in order to make sure he had work and could make ends meet, no doubt. And then in 1946, he joined Louis Armstrong's All Stars before, later on in the early 50s, leading his own band again, but died pretty young at the age of 58. That's no great age, is it? From pneumonia, I'm told. Didn't realise that, must admit. It's a very young age to go at. Fine player, though, and a good singer as well. Got a good characterful voice. Reminds me a little bit of Nat Ganella to a degree, but maybe that's just my ears. Now, I did mention I had a nice letter the other day, and I did indeed, from Linda, who listens over there in Western Supermare. Hello to you, Linda. She says, Dear H, I hope I'm not being too forward and rude by addressing you as H. No, of course you're not. I use it myself, Linda, if I'm honest. So, yes, feel free to H away. She said, oh, it's lovely to have my last letter read out. Well, I try to read out whatever letters we get, really. I'm also delighted to see people are listening and enjoying the music. And she said, I'd just write to say how much I enjoy the programme again. A wonderful oasis in a seemingly increasingly arid radio desert. Well, I sort of know what you mean here and there. I mean, there are nuggets of great music to be found, but you do have to dig around. Manx Radio is one of the best. Radio 3 is quite good as well, but don't tell anyone here. Every song you play is enjoyable, and I know you must put a lot of work into programming and preparing the programme. Oh, weeks, Linda. Well, I try my best to get good variety, so something for everyone is what I'm always aiming for. I'm always struck, she says, by the skill of the musicianship, the quality of the arrangements, and the surprisingly good quality of the sound recordings. Me too. All of the above, I would say. And I know that there's quite a lot of 21st century technology to move the crackle and hiss, but the early recordings, almost all, I imagine, laid down in a single take, sound remarkably good. Well, yeah, they just had to do it, didn't they? They didn't have the opportunity to do 48 takes and get it right. It was too expensive, and, it was one-hit wonder. I think it sharpened the senses somewhat, but you're dead right. I don't mind a bit of hiss and crackle, but the quality is actually remarkably good. And even some of the old ones, as we heard on that three-dimensional sound, the Jazz and Vocal Collection. Great, isn't it, with Jack Teagarden there. But yes, thanks ever so much for writing, and lovely to hear from you at any time. Can I make a suggestion, she says, how about some tracks by the Comedian Harmonists, the 1930s group from Germany? Yeah, I will dig something of that out, I think. They had to disband for all the wrong reasons, but they left us with a great legacy of musical comedy. Who says the Germans have no sense of humour? I haven't got that yet, but I'm going to dig that out. I'll get some of that for you, Linda, without a doubt. And you say you might come around sometime. You might be meaning to come to the Isle of Man for some time, and you haven't got round to it. So, no time like the present is what they say, Linda. Do it this year, while the going's good. And yes, and pop up and say hello. Why not? You know what they say, seeing is believing.
See an angel, but seeing is believing. I began believing that moment I laid eyes on you. Never thought I'd be in heaven, but seeing is believing. Are my eyes deceiving? Isn't this paradise come true? My heart is in confusion. I've always had a doubt that anything like this could be. If this should be illusion, don't let me find it out. Don't take away my dream from me. Never thought I'd see an angel, but seeing is believing. You've got me believing in you. Thank you.
Rudy Valli, Seeing is Believing. So that's it, Linda. You just have to come and see and then you'll believe it all. And yeah, be wonderful stuff. And I will dig out, I promise, I will dig out some of the harmonists from Germany or not. We don't hold anything against anyone here on this programme. You can be from wherever you like. And whether you've got a sense of humour or not. Well, it's nice if you do, but if you don't, you don't. And I do know some Germans with a good sense of humour, so, you know, it is possible. It is possible. And some fine music from Germany as well. We'll dig him out, Linda, and, yeah, come on over this year and we'll say hello. And if anyone else is listening from far-flung fields, get in contact, howardcaine@manxradio.com. If you are listening, whether you're in Western Supermare, or whether you're in West Germany, or whether you're in Westphalia, or whether you're in South Africa, wherever, be lovely to hear from you at any stage. And obviously, if you do come to the Isle of Man, come and say hello or drop us a line. Be lovely to see you. howardcaine@manxradio.com here on Sweet and Swing. Now, I mentioned the great Dave Brubeck. Not often we play Brubeck on this programme. And yes, mention Brubeck, and I can almost guarantee the first thing people will say is Take Five. Ironic, really, because it wasn't written by him. It was written by his sax player, Paul Desmond, but made famous by the Dave Brubeck Quartet on the album Time Out, whereby he famously featured that Miro painting on the front, sort of abstract painting, and also did everything in unusual time signatures. 5-4, of course, in the case of Take Five, and then various other things. Instead of just the usual 3-4, 2-4, etc., it was something a bit different. But all you ever hear generally from the album is Take Five. So I thought we should hear some other tracks, particularly as I found, still in its cellophane, or at least one of the original albums, the Time Out on CD, original recording. Lordy knows how long it's been sitting there, but it'd be nice to feature it, I thought. So here is Strange Meadowlark.
Thank you.
I could have sworn it goes on a little bit beyond that. Interesting. Well, someone's clipped something off that on that piece. I don't know. Anyway, you get the gist of that piece there. I would have sworn there was another couple of bars. Strange Meadowlark by Dave Brubeck from the album Time Out, from which, of course, Take Five comes. And if you've never heard the rest of the album, if the only track you know of Dave Brubeck is Take Five, wonderful though it is, then do yourself a favour and check out By Whatever Means, the rest of the album, because there's some cracking tracks on it. You might know Blue Rondo, A La Turque, but Three to Get Ready, Kathy's Waltz, Everybody's Jumping, Pick Up Sticks, all wonderful numbers in their own right. But for every time you hear them being played, you hear Take Five being played about 1,000 times. So yes, if you enjoyed that, check out the rest of the album from Dave Brubeck, Time Out. And if you enjoy that, there are dozens, literally dozens and dozens of Dave Brubeck albums that hardly ever see the light of day compared to Time Out, and virtually all of them are really, really enjoyable. Lots of them in live settings, college settings. There's another follow-up from Time Out called Time Further Out. Or if you get really keen, as I've been for a number of years, I don't know how many, must have 40 or 50 Dave Brubeck albums, I imagine, kicking around in the collection. But yes, they actually quite recently did an alternative version of Dave Brubeck, in that there were sort of alternate takes. That was terrific stuff as well. Right, if I don't babble on anymore, we'll squeeze a wee bit more music in before we have to go. I can dream, can't I?
I can see, no matter how near you be, you'll never belong to me. But I can dream, can't I? Can't I pretend that I'm locked in the bend of your embrace? For dreams are just like wine, and I am drunk with mine. I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there. But I can dream, can't I? Can't I adore you? Although we are oceans apart, I can't make you open your heart. But I can dream, can't I?
A little bit of Roy Edwards and the Squadronaires to finish off this evening. I can dream, can't I? Hope you have sweet dreams this evening. And whatever you're doing, have a great week. We will see you, same time, same place, next week, here on Sweet and Swing. Cheerio.
I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there. But I can dream, can't I? Can't I adore you? Although we are oceans apart, I can't make you open your heart. But I can dream, can't I?